Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 1. The Architecture of Right. We all know dozens of famous singers, actors, and athletes. But how many famous architects can you think of? If you're like the majority of people, probably not many. In fact, if you ask 100 people, who is the most famous architect? They might all give the same answer. Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank Lloyd Wright once said, I intend to be the greatest architect of all time. So far, maybe he is. Some architects design a building by thinking about what they want the building to look like. Wright invented the philosophy of organic architecture, meaning that a building's design should come from its natural surroundings. Wright rejected using standard ideas of design and believed that each building needs to be contemplated individually. The design should fit the purpose of the building. This idea is called form follows function. Wright also used natural building materials. He once said, buildings too are children of earth and sun. So he chose materials with natural colors and textures to make his buildings match their surroundings. Wright's masterpiece is a house called Falling Water, because it is built on a waterfall near Bear Run, Pennsylvania. Based on his organic philosophy of architecture, Wright planned this house to be in harmony with its environment. The structure is built from sandstone found in the nearby area. Using the local stone was a way to build the accommodation in harmony with the environment. Study nature. Love nature. Stay close to nature. It will never fail you, Wright once said. Wright was very proud of Falling Water. He expressed its unity with nature by saying that rocks, forest, and water are combined so perfectly with his building that you listen not to any noise whatsoever, although the music of the stream is there. But you listen to falling water the way you listen to the quiet of the country. In other words, the building seems to be a natural part of the surrounding environment. Wright designed about 1,000 buildings in his life. However, fewer than 500 were built. Among his most famous works, the Guggenheim Museum in New York City is notable. The Guggenheim is famous for being round, and the principle of form follows function is easy to see in the plan for the museum. Visitors first take an elevator to the top of the building, and then they view art without interruption as they descend the spiral ramp. Construction of the Guggenheim Museum was delayed several times. Though Wright accepted the job in 1943, the building was not finished until October 1959. Unfortunately, Wright never got to see the completed project, since he died a few days after having surgery in April 1959.